Yo, what's going on, man? It's your boy Zell Johnson. Welcome back to the Traumafied Podcast. I have my daughter with me today, and I'm going to be interviewing her. What's going on?
So,
what do I say? So I'm going to ask you a few questions, and you're going to just tell me what's going on. So. I'm sorry, I almost said your name. Your mom said don't say your name. I'm say you. What do you like to watch on YouTube?
Well, I think you say YouTube Kids because I don't like YouTube.
Oh yeah, let me slide you up some.
Well, I like to watch, if I was on YouTube, I would watch like Baby Alive and like Cali and girl stuff like that.
So, just to be clear again, this is a Traumafied Podcast, and I'm talking to my daughter. She wanted to get on here, so we're going to talk. She keeps seeing my mic, so I'm like, all right, we're going to have a conversation. So, what is your favorite show on YouTube Kids?
I think that would be Baby Alive because I like to see them eat and stuff because I like to learn from that and know so I can feed my baby and stuff like that.
And you have Baby Alive dolls, right?
Yeah, but some of them don't eat because one of my baby dolls, they're really small. They don't have a hole in their mouth, so they can't really drink. But some of them I just play with because some of them don't really can do a lot.
And why do you like Callie?
Because I like to see her prank a lot on her family, which is cool to me because I wish I could do that. But I don't think my mom and dad's good with that. It's because I don't want to make them get me. I don't want to be in timeout.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed that you, when you watch Baby Alive, you kind of mimic them. You make like the colors and, you know what I'm talking about? Like the different colored water. You take the napkin and you draw.
Yes. I do that, yes.
And tell me a little bit about daycare.
Well, about this, I'm just going to tell you about what I like school and stuff. Like all my stuff I do at school.
Hey, go ahead.
So really, I like, first thing first, when I get to school, I really just play with my friends. Then after that, make sure you get food first, then you start eating. Well, she always cooks us oatmeal, but sometimes she can feed us other stuff.
Like
I don't really care, like oatmeal or anything else. Like, sometimes she can feed us Cheerios, anything like that. And then we go down for a nap, then we wake up, then we get whatever food she gives us, like fish sticks and tater tots and... Then the exciting part is we get to play again, and then that I'm proud of that my dad or mom comes to pick me up, and then I can have my little snacky.
What do you like more, the fish sticks or the tater tots?
I like all of them. I like the chicken and the tater tots and the fish sticks. I like all of them, really.
Okay, so out of all of those, fish sticks, tater tots, or chicken nuggets, what's your favorite?
I like chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets is your favorite out of all of them?
Yes.
What's your least favorite? Which one do you don't like?
That's a good question. I don't really know.
You don't know? You eat all of it?
Yes. But they all taste good, but like the chicken is the best just because it's so yummy and it has the good skin on it and it's so, just it's so delicious to me.
All right. Is it crispy?
Yes, always crispy. It's so yummy.
And you've been in daycare since you were 1 year old, I think. So you really don't even know anything else. That's all you know, really. You've been there since before you can remember, really.
Yes, but I can, like, and then I usually do work. And sometimes I don't have to do school. Because, like, school's, like, doing work and stuff with my show. Michelle sometimes doesn't let us, like, do work, so that means I don't have no school to do. But it's like I'm at school, but, like, no work or anything. So I can just, like, do other things sometimes when I get there.
She preparing you for school, right?
Yeah. But But sometimes she just lets us eat, play, and sleep for a little while because she likes because she doesn't let us do everything all at the same time because she wants us to have a little time a little bit. So that's all.
Mm-hmm. So what is your favorite game on your tablet, the Fire Stick tablet I bought you? You got a bunch of games.
Yeah, well, all the games I have is them people that I have on my game. Remember the one I showed you? Those, I have three of them, and those are the ones I like. I like three of them, too. But I have the best one I like is the daycare school one that I have up there. They're saying little people. I like the daycare ones because they're so adorable. And every time I put them on the swing, they're just so happy. And I feel like I'm happy too when I see them so happy.
So what is your favorite thing to do when you come home?
I like to chill out, eat candy, and just watch my show because it's all I like.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about what you're excited for when you start actual school.
Well, I'm excited for making more friends and start to learn more things about another school that I'm going to be in. So that's what I'm very excited about. But I'm a little shy because I don't know if everyone's going to like me again because the last time my school was very fun. But I don't know if they're going to like me again. That's the only thing I'm scared about. But I think it's going to be fun there, though.
Yeah. Don't you learn about the books of the Bible at Miss Sheila's house? Yes. Do you know the books of the Bible?
Yes.
Can you tell me the books of the Bible?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Books of the Bible. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1 John, 2 John, 1 John, June, and Revelations.
Good job. And then you know the Dr. King speech? Do you know his speech? Or which one is it? What do you know about Dr. King?
I think I know Madam C.J. Walker, but I don't...
Tell me about Madam C.J. Walker.
Madam C.J. Walker was the first black female self-made millionaire. And she also made hair shampoos, hair products, and she made the first hair combs, training combs.
Black lady, right?
Yeah.
African American?
I think she was from Black History.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a part of Black History. Yes. And what happened to Martin Luther King Jr.?
Martin Luther King was a civil rights leader. He talked about equality and nonviolence. He won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964. In 1968, he was assassinated.
Good job. You're smart. You're not even in your double digits yet, and you're smart. So, when mom's doing your hair, right? Mm-hmm. What do you like about getting your hair done?
I like the scrubby scent. Poo and stuff like that, but I just still don't like the combs yet just because they kind of hurt my scalp, and I know why, because all that lint in there from my pillows.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes, but I like the shampoo and my scrubs it though, but I like the rinsing too, but I just do not like the comb and the curling. I just don't like that part. That's the only one I don't like.
And yesterday you and mommy watched a movie called Turning Red on Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. Did you like that movie?
Yes.
Was it funny?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. What else do I want to talk to you about, Kai? It's so much you learn in daycare, and it's so much. You're so smart for your age.
I know what else we can talk about.
What? Go ahead.
Let's talk about what I like to wear and stuff.
Okay, so yeah. Like, what do you like to wear?
Sometimes on the summers, I love to wear dresses and stuff. But on the winter, I like to wear dresses. But, like, I put a shirt on and then a dress. And sometimes I wear t-shirts when I want to, but not all the time. I like to wear dresses also. I like to wear pants. I like to wear anything. But I like to wear socks when I like to, but I just love slippers. That's why I want to wear them on winter too. But like the Elsa boots and the other boots that I have that my Nana got me, they're very comfortable. And I like my rain boots too because they're pretty comfortable also.
And what's your favorite color?
My favorite color is pink and purple and blue now.
And what's your favorite animal?
I like unicorns and horses and ponies. That's my favorite, yeah.
And besides YouTube Kids, what is your favorite TV show? Do you know?
What is a TV show?
A show you like to watch, like on Hulu.
Oh, that would be My Little Pony Life, because that's the one I like now, because the other My Little Pony, I'm kind of not in that no more, because that's what I like to like when I was a baby, and I don't want it anymore. It's because I like the other one, because that one feels more grown up to me.
And if you can wish for anything you wanted right now, what would it be?
It would be Kamaya come over to my house.
Oh, your cousins?
Yes.
You want your cousins to come over?
Yes.
They're far away.
I know, but I bet they could, like, go on a plane or anything like that.
Yeah. Do you remember being on the plane?
No, but yeah. I think I remember going on a train.
You remember going on a train?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a while ago. It was a while ago. So what is the hardest part of being a kid?
Wait, remember when we went on them rides on the teacup?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we was at,
I saw that. When the bricks were like, why did Mickey Mouse look so scary to me? Why did he look so scary?
Where were we at when we went on those teacups? You remember?
Oh, was that I think it's a circus, but I don't think it's a circus.
Busch Gardens.
Busch Gardens?
Yeah, remember? We was walking all over the park. It was nighttime. We saw the horse.
No. The other time when I was like about with Uncle G.
Oh, it was at Coney Island, New York. You yes, remember that?
Yes.
Dang, you was like 3 years old. You got some good memory.
But why did they show them scary pictures on the bricks? And I was like, why does Mickey Mouse look so scary?
Oh, you're talking about the graffiti on the wall.
Yeah, I didn't like Mickey because he looked so scary.
Yeah, he had the metal teeth.
Yeah.
It was Mickey Mouse. It was, what's that clown from McDonald's? What's his name? Ronald McDonald. And then it was, she's talking about some graffiti. We were in New York. We were at Coney Island. And my brother, he took us around. And we saw all this graffiti on the wall. But it's dope. It's cool, right?
Yeah, who are you talking to, Daddy?
Talking to the people listening. They're not listening now. But when I upload it, they'll hear it. Yeah, that's what a podcast is, girl.
I thought this was a joke.
No, it's not a joke. This is the daddy-daughter conversation. That's what this episode is.
Nobody else is in here except for me and you, Steven.
Yeah.
We're twins.
Yeah, we're the only ones in here now. It's kind of weird, isn't it? We're like kind of talking to, well, I'm talking to you. We're not talking to, so when I do the podcast, I'm talking to myself a lot of times.
Don't tell nobody we're twins just because they'll probably be like, what?
Do we look alike?
Yes.
Who do you think you look more like, me or your mom?
I think I look like you a bit just because I stand the way you are and I have a blue shirt like you a lot, and I would dress up like you when you do it, but sometimes I like to dress up like my mom sometimes too, and yeah. And I remember when my and me were washing your feet, it was so funny.
Well, y'all wash my feet?
Yeah, I were doing laxing with the, you on a couch. I think we're doing something with your feet. And I think it was so funny is because your feet looked just silly. Mommy and me put nail polish. You're like, I don't want that nail polish on my big toe.
Yeah, I let my daughter put nail polish on my pinky toe.
Yeah.
She ain't got no siblings, so I'm like, all right, whatever. Yeah.
I wish for one, but I'm scared. But like, I want one, and I'm scared. I want one, and I'm scared. Like, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, no, no. So mommy's trying to choose. She does want one or no, because that's on my dad, because he's still wanting a boy. Or I hope it has a boy, because Ashton is easier to take care of. So I think that.
All right, listen. Tell me about BTS.
I don't really know a lot about them. All I know is their songs are nice, because I think I don't really know where they're at, really. I think I know where they live.
Korea.
But like, yes, but I don't really know a lot about Korea. I don't even know what's even there. There's so much stuff there. I don't even know what it even looks like there. It looks so different. I don't even know what it looks like.
Me either. I'm pretty sure it might look like over here, just different language.
But what if it has like Chinese food?
Well, they wouldn't have Chinese food. It would be Korean food.
What's Korean food?
Korean food is Korean food. It's the food they eat in Korea. It's Asian food.
Like noodles?
Maybe. Might be some noodles. I don't know. I think I've been to a few Korean spots, but I don't really know exactly what they eat. Your cousin's over there. Well, he was over there. No, he's over there now. He's in the military. Don't rub the mic. Can you hear it when you do that?
Yes.
What does it sound like? Do it again. What does it sound like? I don't got the headphones on, so I don't know if I'm low. I don't know if I'm loud. I don't know what I am.
Well, you sound calm to me, but this sounds like something is scratching.
Yeah, because it's, I forget what you call it. Whatever you call it. But yeah, I've been to a few Korean spots, Kyrie, but you want to go to one day?
Yeah, probably I'm like 13, because I'm not going to exactly know, like, I don't think I'm exactly knows by this age. I don't think I know what's going on by this age. So I'll probably wait until I'm like 12 or 8 like that.
Mm-hmm. So why are you so smart?
Because mommy and you've been helping me be really smart. You teach me a lot of stuff, and my teachers teach me a lot of stuff, and that's why I know so much. And especially, I know, let's see what I know.
You know a lot. Now,
especially
listen.
I know my colors.
Okay, well, tell me your colors then.
Okay, so red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, pink, and black, and white, and gray, and white, and more. Now, probably peach color, too.
Mm-hmm.
And violet.
Mm-hmm.
And green. Red. What else? Yellow. Teal blue.
Mm-hmm.
Dark green.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's a lot of colors.
Orange.
Orange, that's a lot of colors.
Yes.
Can I see your teeth? Let me see your teeth. It's coming in. So you got some teeth coming in, right?
Yeah, I have another one trying to come out, but it takes a long time for your teeth to come out.
Yeah, it does. Now you got your second set about to start coming in, right?
Yeah. But I bet by the time my new tooth is in, my other tooth's going to be out, I think, by then.
You think so?
Yeah, but if it doesn't happen, I just think that just because it never happened yet, because one time my homie was playing, I pulled on your pants ring, and then it was going to come out. But I didn't know that your string could be that hard to pull my teeth. So I was like, how could it be that hard? It's like, That thing almost popped right out of my mouth. I was like so scared. I really didn't want to lose it, but I was really getting. What happened?
Nothing. Just the screen gets dark when there's no activity on there. Sometimes that's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else should we talk about?
Well, I was going to ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good question, huh?
Yeah. I want to make our house into a pizza shop.
A pizza shop?
Yes.
You want to turn our house into a pizza shop?
But we can still live here, though. We'll just have our rooms, but, like, we'll just make pizza. It's still going to be great outside, but, like, we'll put up, like, a sign that says pizza.
So what kind of pizza would you make?
I'd make pepperoni. I would make olive pizza. I would make cheese pizza. I would make... let's see.
A lot of different pizza, huh?
Yeah, but I don't know all of the flavors.
Do you like pineapple pizza? No.
No, but I love pineapple. I just
don't like it on pizza.
No.
You like it by itself.
I would give it to somebody else who likes it, but I like pineapple because one time I went to my grandma's house, she gave me pineapple, and I loved it. So I think we should start buying pineapple now from Walmart.
Yeah, we got some pineapple in there now, I think. It's like in a can. I think it's in a can.
No, I don't like with the little
hole
in there. Or is that
a peach?
No, I want the pineapple with the hole in there. And, like, cut around with the hole in there. That's what I want, that pineapple.
What is the scariest thing you've seen on TV? What scared you? What scares Kyrie? What scares you?
Goosebumps.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I put her on to the old school Goosebumps that I used to watch back in the 90s when I was a kid. What do you think about that show?
I think it's pretty scary because I remember we saw that video when the girl turned into a small pig and she went to the little world. And I was so scared because it looked so creepy. I didn't know she was turning into a pig. But to me, it was a little funny because she was a pig. A little pig.
I forgot the name of that episode. Was that, which one was that? Was that Camp Terror? Or I forget exactly what it's been so long. I forget the name of the episodes.
I remember the one with Slappy.
Oh yeah. Slappy. Yeah, that's the one.
I like that one. It's pretty scary, but like I love it.
Night of the Living Dummy.
Oh yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one where it's a few episodes with Slappy in it. It's kind of crazy, huh?
I want to watch all the way back to start because the start one is so good.
You want to watch it from start to end?
Yeah, because I like the start one because remember, I like that one because the start one is so, so good. Because I don't like the other ones because I only like the ones with Slappy in it.
Oh, those are your favorite ones, the ones with Slappy in it.
It's because I don't want the humans. I like Slappy.
Mm-hmm.
Because, hello, my name is Slappy.
What's your favorite candy?
Lollipop. I like lollipops the best just because there's so many different flavors.
You like Skittles?
I love Skittles. There's so many flavors. But I love lollipops the best just because they have so many flavors. And I think there's even banana, too.
Yeah, it's all kind of flavors. Banana, apple. That's kind of weird, but I know they got it. It's out there somewhere.
I think there's blueberry. I think there's a new one now. Do you ever heard of pear?
Pear lollipop?
Yes.
That might be nasty.
I don't know.
That might be nasty. I don't know.
You know what would be even nastier?
What?
Avocado lollipop.
Avocado lollipop.
Disgusting.
That's nasty.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, that's nasty right there. I'm going to eat that.
What about cupcake lollipop?
Now, that might be good.
Yes,
Yeah, like.
What about, well, I don't know if you can eat cotton candy lollipop just because.
I know they got cotton candy. I've seen cotton candy lollipop.
Yeah, I don't know if you can eat them just because one time I told me you ate cotton candy. One time I almost threw it up. So.
Oh yeah. When I went to the fair when I was a kid, I was so excited about getting some cotton candy that when I finally got it, I ate like, who knows, probably like 2-3 bags. And when I got home, I think I threw up when I was a kid.
You should only ate one probably. That's
but have you ever heard of Dum Dums? Dum Dum lollipops, the little small lollipops, Dum Dums. They got cotton candy flavored lollipops.
I like cotton candy, but want to eat cotton, if you want to go to circus, make sure you get one cotton candy for each of us, okay? Because if you eat for you, that's probably what I think I know you for is because you probably shouldn't eat no more. You probably didn't eat no more cotton candy because you probably had a stomach ache. You shouldn't have ate all that cotton candy.
Yeah, right? it was a good and bad day. That was my first
time. One time I went to the place. We went with Uncle Jay. I think I had like 2 cotton candies that we brought home. It was green and pink, I think.
We went with who? Uncle G?
Yeah, to that place again. I think we had that green and pink cotton candy, I think.
I don't know. I gotta ask Uncle G. I can't really remember.
It's because I think we bought it home. I know we had to. And then Mary went to that Disney Ice Fangy.
Oh yeah, we went to Disney on Ice and
And we got that blue and pink
Hampton
cotton candy.
Yeah, Hampton Coliseum. Yeah,
that cotton candy was so good. I really want the popcorn, but I like cotton candy.
What did you think of that show? Did you like that show?
Yeah, I liked it, Woody.
Oh yeah, Toy Story. Yeah, they did a good job. Toy Story was pretty good.
Well, Minnie Mouse, I think they did not that good because I thought they almost failed a little. But remember them brooms dancing? They're really funny.
Oh yeah, they had the brooms.
But that was just an outfit though.
Yeah.
But it looks so realistic though. It looks so real.
It did look real.
Yeah. But Moana, I know that outfit because guess what?
What?
When Molly turned around, I saw that zipper at the back down to his foot. I saw that zipper, so I knew it was an outfit. Mm-hmm. Because I saw a zipper, and I know it was an outfit.
Yeah, we I have a brother down in Florida, and we've been trying to get down to, I don't know, I don't want to say we've been trying. We really haven't been trying.
Can I take my slippers off?
Yeah. To get down to Florida to go to Disney World. It's just, I've been taking off time.
I really want to go to Disney World Autumn Core Ride. And I wish I could, I bet there's a roller coaster too. I think it's like a Mickey or Minnie roller coaster, I think, because like, I be seeing so many commercials of roller coasters because whenever I see a roller coaster of Disneyland, I be like, I'd be so hyped. I'd be like, Dad, Mom, can I go? That's why I'd be so excited. That's why I'd be asking you forever and ever because that's why I really want to go.
We definitely got to go.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun.
But see, it's kind of hard.
But guess what?
Hmm?
I think if I went on that boat, I would throw up on that. I mean, it would be so, because like, you remember when mine went on that boat that went back and forth? I bet if someone really big saw that thing, I bet that thing would go in a big circle. I bet that thing would go around in a circle. I bet that would be so scary. I would be throwing up on that thing, but even on a roller coaster, I would be throwing up.
Listen, hey guy, listen, check this out. See the time turning red? That means we're running out of time on this desktop. So what that means is we got to close out this episode. It's been about 30 minutes. This is the first daddy-daughter talk on the Trauma Fire podcast.
When it says dead, can we then do it? But it's charging. Look. Right? Is it charging?
Yeah. Listen, we're going to have another daddy-daughter talk sometime in the future on this podcast. I appreciate y'all for listening.
charging.
No, it's not charging. That's the mic hookup. Hey, listen, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. This has been a Traumafied Podcast. We're going to talk to y'all later. You got anything you want to say? No. No. All right. We'll see y'all. Deuce.
Now let's press it to see if that video happens.
Bye-bye.